I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Ingo Dassau, Director at Deloitte Germany and Global Cyber Connected Vehicles Leader. To learn more about Deloitte, visit Deloitte.com. Welcome, Ingo. It's great to have you with us today.
Yes, hello. Thank you for your time and for the chance to introduce my topic here.
Yeah, of course. So, Ingo, to get started, you work in an area called emerging technologies within the cyber practice at Deloitte. Can you explain that for our listeners a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I'm part of cyber risk at Deloitte, and we see, because of the digitalization in different industries, that we have upcoming technologies that that gives us a lot of chances to use internet-facing technologies. But on the other side, from the cyber perspective, we are also seeing risk that comes with using these kinds of technologies. And therefore, we have formed special expertise for these emerging technologies in three different domains. One of them are smart cities, for example, where we see a lot of digital use cases in the future. It is OT security, because we see more and more interlinkage between production facilities. And on the other side, we have connected products. And one of the main topics is connected vehicle that I'm in for every day for the last 5 years.
Great. And tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got interested in this field and ended up in the position that you're in today as Global Lead CET Connected Vehicles.
Yeah, sure. I started my career 23 years ago, always with IT technology. Started as an SAP consultant. And at a very early stage, I came to the topic cyber risk. And so this was also the topic. I've joined Deloitte 13 years ago. And in this regards, we have found solutions for our customers for typical enterprise security challenges. And I remember a project, it was something like 5 years ago, where we were first touched with a challenge with in-car architectures, IT, so IT technologies in cars. So there was a German OEM that has handed over cars to us to test them and see how mature they are in regards to information security. And I think this was the start that I got an expert for in-vehicle security, both on governance level and on technology level. And seeing the last 5 years, we have seen that the regulation has put in place new recommendations and new requirements on using management system for cybersecurity in the engineering practice. So, and this gives us a push to place this as a focus topic onto our global agenda. And for this, I was nominated as the global lead. Now I'm here.
That's great. And so what are some of your responsibilities as global lead CET Connected Vehicles?
So I think there are different responsibilities. On the one side, I was an evangelist for the last 5 years because we have started, I think, here in Germany, the first project around cybersecurity in vehicles, and as this is a global challenge, as so our customers are global, I have used a lot of time to travel around in the Deloitte family to transfer the lessons learned that we had here in Germany to other countries like Japan, China, US, and so on. So I think this is one of my main topic to bring together a network of experts in our global Deloitte family. Another thing is that we see that beside our, typical consulting business, so bringing consulting expertise to our clients, we need more in the sense of managed risk services means that we can help our customers to monitor cars in the field. And I think this is something where we have to build strong global delivery competence. And I think this is one of my main challenges in this role, to bring the experts together to provide managed risk services for the industry.
And with your focus in the automotive industry, can you tell us a little bit about the challenges of the industry and how cyber fits in? You tell us more about, you know, the secure future of mobility, et cetera.
Yeah, I think security is an enabler for the digitalization the automotive manufacturers are running through. So a typical automotive manufacturer a decade ago was a hardware manufacturer. And today they see themselves as mobility providers. So today you have no big margins on producing cars and selling cars. It's more in the after sales and with the, let's say, financial industry, where you are finding the margins in the automotive industries. And some years ago, you see it with the Apple, Googles, and Amazons, also the automotive manufacturer have seen that they have an interesting device that is moving around and can collect data. And maybe there is a chance to monetize these kinds of data. And following this, new business cases, they have put an antenna on the vehicles and open, let's say, on the one side, chances for new use cases and for monetizing these kind of use cases, and on the other side, opening for a complex threat landscape. And I think the regulator has seen this, and because of this, he is seeing security can be an impact or can harm the safety of cars, means that persons, road users that are using the car, can be affected by cyber incidents in different manners. And therefore, it is a quality measure today. And when you, as an OEM, cannot show that you taking care for cybersecurity from the beginning of the design and development of a new function or a new architecture, then you are out of the game. It means that you are losing your market entry because you are not getting any type of approval anymore. And I think seeing this, that the automotive industry is going to totally shift of their business models, they have to take care also for upcoming technologies, emerging technologies, develop them in a secure way.
And so we all know that this is an exciting time of digital transformation, and we hear all of the amazing innovations taking place in vehicles, but this also creates a lot of cyber risk. When you talk about connected vehicle risk, what is driving the industry on risk, pun intended, and what is the broader risk consideration?
So, as I have mentioned, the car itself is used as a business model. So when we are seeing today's automotive manufacturer, they are getting away from a focus on the vehicle. They are getting to a more customer-centric focus, so that they see the customer that is buying cars as their chance to make business, and therefore they have to bring the customer into a central position, which means that he must be open for example for different content providers that he can use to make a customer experience for the customers using the car as a platform. So and in this regards, he opened the car architecture not only for driving. They are opening it for infotainment, for example, and by using different content providers, they are open their cars also for different threats. So you can imagine when you have open interfaces in your car, they can also be used by hackers bringing malicious code into the car and so on. So going into this new business model means that you are also opening your cars for threats. And whenever you develop a function, you have to decide on a risk-based method how vulnerabilities in the car could be used and how big the likelihood and the impact of using a vulnerability could be by different attacker groups, attacker motivations, and so on. And there is a new ISO standard in place where we worked on as Deloitte as well that tells you have to think about threats that can go against different functions in the car using a risk-based model to decide on cybersecurity measures that you built into the car.
And automotive manufacturers are integrators of products coming from supply chain. So tell us about the challenges of a trust chain needed, for example, with incident response, or you know, what should automotive manufacturers be doing as it relates to their vehicles and for their businesses?
Yeah, that's an interesting topic because, as you have mentioned, automotive manufacturer is only an integrator. So most line of the codes when it comes to software development or most of the components and ECUs are produced by the supply chain. So and the OEM itself is only putting the things together. So which means that in the end, he is the one that is bringing the product into the field, which means that he is liable for the product and for the malfunctions in the product. In case of an incident, for example, he has to know what is built in the car. So from a perspective of an asset management, he has to know which kind of components, which releases, which software stacks, which configurations are included in the car, because he needs this information to have a quick reaction on an incident and having the different suppliers as their partners to fight against the incident. I think it is very important for an automotive manufacturer that he is aware about the software quality procedures of a supplier, and the supplier knows the software quality procedures of his suppliers, because we are talking about first, second, third, fourth tier suppliers that are all bringing together software code in the end for the working car. And seeing this, it will be a challenge in the industry to build a trust chain that an automotive can trust on the software development practices of a fourth tier supplier, for example, and bring in his software code in the car. Same things for hardware.
And so I feel like you touched upon this a little, but to expand upon it more, Ingo, why is it so important for organizations to embed cyber into their innovation strategies?
Yeah, as I have mentioned, for me, cybersecurity is an enabler for digital processes, because you cannot innovate or be innovative finding new use cases for the market without thinking about that they are secure and in the end when they are built in the car are safe. So means safe for the life of the road users. I think this is very important, and therefore Cybersecurity can be an aspect that harms the safety. And this is the reason why you always have to think about, is this function that I'm building in, is this use case from the perspective of security, is it safe? So on the other hand, thinking about, we like to use data today to monetize it. And we have rules outside for privacy. So GDPR is one of the topic. And nowadays, the industry is collecting a lot of data. So they have data lakes available, but they don't dare to use them because they always have the question, is it compliant to use personal identifiable data? And therefore, for example, Deloitte can help when we are doing innovations to bring in aspects of ethics, for example. So we have different cultures in our world and maybe different thinking. And when you're thinking about that, you want to bring new functions into different regions of our world, then you have first to think about ethics, and then you have to think about data privacy, and then you have to think about data mastery, how to govern data. And I think this is something that you should do at the very beginning, because if you fail in the development very late, this security and data privacy could be a showstopper for your development.
And so after start of production or SOP, what are the challenges for the vehicles in the field after the development phase has ended? I can imagine that allocation of new features and patch management are topics that are needed for hardware on wheels plan, you know, to that's going to be driving for more than a decade on public streets.
Yeah. So I think there are two aspects. On the one side, you have a hardware that was produced for a longer life, maybe 10 to 12 years, something like this. But the users outside want to have new functionalities, which means that you have to have update functionality available that is using same hardware for different software stacks. This is something that is not easy. So when we look on the enterprise IT security, you normally changing devices, servers every 3 years, which might not be possible for cars that are on the streets. This is the one side. The other side is that we have interested groups to attack cars. And there is a change in the threat landscape. For example, battery tuning or something like this. So getting more out of your electric car. So the attackers and their motivations, they are learning. They're getting more and more skilled. And so it is important for an OEM to know about these new upcoming threats. And when new threats are coming, they have to take into consideration that maybe a vulnerability where they said from the perspective of likelihood, this is in an area of the car where normally no attacker has the skills to find this vulnerability to use it. This can change. And there is very important that you are doing threat hunting and using threat intelligence to have a regular monitoring of the attacker groups, for example, in the darknet, something like this. So I think bringing these two aspects together, that there's hardware outside where you have an idea how it looks like in your asset management. On the other side, bringing in new functionality and seeing a changing threat landscape is a challenge of a vehicle security operation center. And this is what I've mentioned in my first words, that we are taking into consideration to develop services for these kinds of challenges for our customers.
And so are there any global or industry regulations that are coming, which will make this all more real for these manufacturers, distributors, and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. It's already there. So the main regulator is here, the United Nations. So we here in Germany and other parts of the world have a regulator under the Economics Commission for Europe. And they have already defined regulations named R155 and 156, which requires a certified cybersecurity management system, certified at the beginning of 2022. And in addition, a software update management system so that it could be possible to update whole functions in cars using, for example, also over-the-air update, also for patching, for example, vulnerabilities in the cars. So this is already there. And we see this with connected vehicles, but when we see that the autonomous driving is coming more and more reality, we see, especially we have here a good view in Germany on laws for making autonomous driving possible, that they are under discussions at the moment. And we see that there are also new technical requirements and new challenges for new governance model will be required by law.
So with that, do you have any recommendations of how companies can start, you know, complying with these upcoming regulations and things like that?
So the automotive industry, or let's say an automotive manufacturer, is organized today in domains, and they are they have focus in these domains on different parts of the car, and we see that cybersecurity needs an end-to-end risk management for the whole car lifecycle. And I think this is something where an organizational change has to go through the automotive manufacturer. And we can help with this organizational change. And normally we starting with an assessment, with a maturity assessment. So how good are you with your capabilities to do cybersecurity engineering during the design and the development of the car, and how good are you in doing vehicle security monitoring? So there is an ISO norm available, the ISO 21434, that is interlinked with the UNECE requirements as a best practice standard. And you can use this standard, for example, to go through the different domains and see how mature your capabilities to follow the standards are. And by seeing then the gaps, you can develop a roadmap to get certification ready in this regards. So this is something that we have done for some global OEMs already. And we see that, for example, in Japan, they are very early with bringing this into local law because of the Olympics that was planned for 2020, because they want to drive their athletes autonomous from stadium to stadium or something like this. And because of this, they wanted to show that Japan is capable to do autonomous driving already in year 2020. And this brought local laws in place very early, earlier than in the rest of the world. And we see today that they are in the meanwhile quite capable when it comes, for example, for architectures for vehicle SOC and so on.
Great. Well, Ingo, this has been very fascinating. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for the chance to talk here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Ingo Dasso, Director Deloitte Germany and Global Cyber Connected Vehicles Leader. To learn more about our sponsor Deloitte, visit deloitte.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.